It was all a pipe dream, watching bodyboarding up on TV. Deep at reef, watching tension repeats, eating bakery feeds at 18, living the dream with no sunscreen. Yeah, we were so keen, surfing Aussie pipe, buying Riptide.
Alright, g'day, welcome to the Riptide Bodyboarding Podcast, the home of bodyboarding. Thank you for joining us on episode 89 of our verbal journaling, and I'm your host, Luke O'Connor. Well, today's round two of this podcast was supposed to happen maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. We're back at the scene of the crime. Instead of in the upstairs bedroom, we're trying out the garage for the first time, and it's fucking, you know, going pretty well. Acoustics are not too bad. But today's guest has been gracious enough to come back after his FIFO work up in WA. I mean, it's in WA.
Over there.
Yeah, over there somewhere. Yeah. Got mixed up with Queensland there for a second. He's back with his week off. He's recently sampled some of the Shire's succulent suck right with the tide coming up, unfortunately, but still got a couple of bangers out there. He's a wild man in the jack stance. He's a wild man with a jack in his hand. He's just a wild man all round. He's been a good friend for a long period of time, originally hailing from the sunny coast and relocating down to the south coast as of now to score some waves, building a house over in Mandurah, which I'm pretty sure is almost finished.
Nearly there, baby.
Yeah,
who's ready to move in?
Yeah. Do your good deal.
Oh, always.
Yeah. And he's come here to talk shop today. So I want to welcome Tyson Ryan on the potty. Brother, thanks
Cheers.
For coming. No dramas.
Yeah, we'll try it again, eh?
Oh, man. What a fucking blowout last time.
Yeah. Like, that's pretty standard for my life, but.
You reckon?
Oh, heaps of weird shit's happened to me in my life.
Yeah.
Shit like that. Just weird stuff that never fucking happens. Only to me.
But
can ask a lot of people, they'll go, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty standard for Nest.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, also, too, it's my fucking laptop shitting itself after a period of time. It's just technology, like we were saying before, and it's life. And let's not harp on about the old. Let's talk about the new. How was your session this morning at Suck?
There's a couple. Me and was met up with Strack, and there's only like four of us out. But I think the tide got to it big quick, started to pinch on the end of it. But couple of buzzers.
Roughing.
Yeah. That,
a wave.
Straight off the plane. No sleep. Feels like I'm on a bender.
Yeah. So what's the FIFO work like? So you do your 3 weeks, you have your week off, but what's the schedule of like arriving and leaving? Like how do you do it?
I only did 2 weeks this time.
Sick.
So I'm going to LA next break, so match up.
Selfish.
That's just two weeks, and then go. Instead
yep.
of 3 weeks, 1 week and go.
Yeah.
So, like, when I finish work over there.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, I'm on Arvo for, like, night flights now, so I have to get the red eye back here from Perth.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind, but you got to get sleep, otherwise you're fucked. Like, today I'm fucked.
You didn't sleep on the plane?
I just couldn't. Usually I can, but I just couldn't.
Yeah.
Shit.
They're crazy things to sleep on, man. When you think about you in a pressurized metal cabin or device just sailing through the atmosphere, it's pretty wild.
It's nuts. And it just depends like how tired you are. Like I work a full day, 12 hours. Well, not really, but yeah, I put down 12 hours for the day, but yeah. Take off at 7 PM over there to Perth, like from site, and then get like the midnight flight from Perth.
Wow.
And then get in at Sydney at 6.
Yeah.
And then hope you get some sort of sleep. But if you don't, like I did this time.
What's the flight? Like, is it 5 hours?
Usually it's 5 hours 70% of the time going back.
Oh, because you're against the wind.
No, it's not always the wind. It's actually, well, I think it's the fucking to do with like the curve of the fucking Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Back that way.
Wow.
That's why it's always... it's the same with Fiji.
Okay,
it's
I didn't
like
know.
3 hours 30 from Brisbane going there, but it's like 5 hours coming back.
Fuck, that's weird. Because I thought the Earth was flat.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Not flat at all. Look at the flight times. They're always the same. And it's not always going to be the tailwind or the nosewind.
For sure.
Because it's never going to be the same every
time. Yeah, that
is
true.
But it is the same regardless, like even if you got tailwind or whatever,
yeah,
it's always going to be that hour longer.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Because the earth's not flat.
Yeah. So I just want to clear that up.
Fucking bones getting rattled this by.
I know. Both ways, that it's a wild argument, eh? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I can, I definitely respect people's different points of view. I guess you've just got to come to the table with like scientific facts to be like, okay, well, you know, let's really nut this out, you know? Because any cunt could just throw anything out there, but it's gonna be pretty outlandish, I guess. But yeah, sweet. So that's cool. That's a hectic kind of schedule. You come straight in, you've hit the salt. You had a bit of debacle with your board this morning.
Yes, fucking Will. You bastard.
Will Liston.
Yes.
He'll always fuck you somehow, that bloke.
So he was supposed to leave my board out before he went overseas, but he decided to lock it inside. So I have to do a bit of thinking of how I'm going to get board, and then realise that Desi had an old board of mine that I sent him, which was supposed to be for pedos. What was it gonna be for? Oh, it's supposed to be like get raffled off.
Yeah, for his injuries.
Yeah.
You got stabbed.
Never ended up happening. So it was just in the shop at Emerald. So I was like, oh fuck, I'll go get that.
Yeah.
And
how good was that? That worked. In fact,
it worked out great.
He handed something over, good faith, for a dude who'd just been mauled by a fucking criminal down the goal, like stabbed in front of his daughter, which was wild as hell. And then you get that board back with good comeuppance, kind of, you know. What, like
I got a barrel on it.
Like a year ago? Would have been like a year ago, eh?
Longer, I think.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I think I was still living at the Goldie when I organised that. I think it was, man.
Psycho.
Because I had that board when I was stuck in WA, so I think it was like 2021.
Yeah. So that's the board that doesn't have reverse rocker.
Yeah, well, I thought it did, but this happens to me all the time because I'm so fucking stressed out with it now.
Yeah.
It happens so much. And I thought it did, and I was like, oh, I'll just fucking, you know, just wrap this one off
so
I won't use it again. And then picked it up again when I went and got off Desi. I was like, fuck, it doesn't actually have reverse rocker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that Desi's shop?
Yeah, I went to Emerald. It's been sitting there.
Wow, amazing.
I'm like, fuck, right, I still got another board.
It would have felt that good too, because if you don't ride a board for over a year, man, they become...
Yeah, it's like perfect, like, it's so rideable still.
Yeah, right? They stiffen up some... I mean, like, stiffen up in a good way where they get that more retention, but they and still...
I only rode in WA.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, I didn't ride it. By the time I brought it back over here, when I finally come home, I didn't even ride it. It already had boards ahead of that, so...
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like perfect. Yeah, I'm probably just going to keep riding that one, I think.
Yeah, fucking hell. How good is it when you can cycle through boards if you have enough that you can put one on ice that you may really like and it can kind of come back?
Man, most of mine, like I said, in the film, like the first round when we tried to do this. So I've got like 5 boards at home that... Some old, some are like brand new. They're just sitting there, just reverse rocking. Like, oh, cool.
Why is that again? You know, I know we touched on the first one, but let's talk about it again.
Because they don't sit in the sun; they sit in my room.
Yeah.
So it's just there must be some manufacturing thing. Like there must be so much pressure,
tension
on them, and
tension's everywhere. Like hard.
Yeah. And PP cores, you know, double stringers and fucking.
And mesh, I reckon. I've heard mesh has got heaps to do with it.
Yeah, they probably do. My boards don't have mesh.
Oh, they don't?
Nah.
Fuck, sweet.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, well, that makes a huge difference because I know, like, mesh, I've been told by a lot of people, supposedly does have an effect. It's not the whole reason why, but has an effect on how it's, like, the retention over a period of time on the slick starts to bend it the other way because it's trying to flex. I mean, trying to keep the stiffness, you know?
Yeah, and I just keep getting stitched up. With my luck again with boards that just, I'll ride it and then I'll go to work and I'll come back and no shit, I won't even look at it, I'll just pick it up and go surf and then I'll just realize, I'm like, fuck this thing, you know, straight away. Like,
what does it feel like?
Constantly just trying to, like, nose dive on it. Like,
yeah.
And it's like, fuck. And then you literally turn over and you go, oh, sick.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Fuck. Yeah. Especially on the knee, that must be a huge thing.
Oh, it's the worst, man. As soon as that's it, they're unrideable. Bang.
Because you're not pulling them up.
Nah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, as a prone rider, you're at certain most parts of the way really pulling up the nose because you're directing it and you're trying to get...
Well, actually, you can still ride them backside to a certain degree because it's all on your inside foot and especially bar riding because you can grab rail inside as well. But, yeah, fucking front side, as soon as that wants to fucking go down the water, that's it.
Wow.
Well, so many stitch-ups over the years with it.
I was about to ask you, what's the worst situation you've had it where you've gone, fuck, not again?
I remember getting an unknown ages ago when I was like 16 or something.
Representing and Alex
that
Bunting.
That was the first board that ever went reverse rocker, and it was straight away. It was fucking yellow top, black slick, black rails, I remember clearly. And I've got this thing. And remember Tomic? Gold Coast?
Fuck, that name sounds familiar. Yeah.
So he picked it up for us. This one, I was only like 16, I was living in the Sunny Coast.
Yeah.
That's why I went straight with Kenny Willis.
Well, yeah.
And Jono and Cade and someone else. We went down there. And he picked the board up for us and met us at Strati. So a brand new board.
Dude, that's Visions days.
Yeah. Like fucking not plugged, no wax.
Out of the plastic. Yeah. But was that a custom? That unknown?
Yeah, custom. Yeah,
so no plastic. That's good.
Yeah, but just
Brand new.
Literally, I think it was brand new, so it would have maybe a month.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the? Because that was the first board I ever had that done that for. What on earth is going on here?
Fuck. So when you used it out there, did you notice straight away?
Straight away.
Really?
Yeah, you know straight away, man.
Wow.
That's it. She's done.
Was it pumping straighty?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. You just noticed straight away. It's like, oh my God. And then you flip on the side. Yeah.
Fuck. Was straighty crowded back then?
I can't even remember, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. Probably not as bad as now.
Yeah, because I know, like, even now, myself, shout out to Damien Miller, I stayed with up there maybe like three or four years ago. I think it was before the first kid was born, I'm pretty sure. We might have been up there when Lozzie was pregnant.
Yeah, right.
It would have been 4 years ago. And then he had Moody Young Ski, and we put it in and drove around and stuff. And even then, like, seeing everyone get geared up at the boat ramp, everyone heading over like there,
oh, shit. But I don't think that boat does that shit anymore.
Oh, it doesn't take people over?
Last time I went there, like, went to Strati, or even last few times, that boat hasn't been there.
So yeah, thank God. Because countries will throw rocks at it, eh?
Apparently, they have one wild story of, like, a jet ski, like, chasing him up the river and shit. Like, fuck, yeah.
How's...
Everyone's just done with all the surfers getting on it.
Yeah. Because you got to earn it, man. Yeah, you either got to take your own ski out.
Yeah, you got to paddle it, otherwise you're not fucking... Or unless you've got your own ski and it's just you and one mate.
Exactly.
Fucking 15 tons.
I know, man. That's a wild thing. That's almost like having...
And just get dropped straight out the back of the peep. Like, that was...
Yeah.
That was, like, it'd almost be embarrassing. That's why I was just like, how do people get on this boat and then get dropped out the back of the peep and just be like... Just living their day, you're like, oh, this is normal. It's like, fuck,
you're
a kid now.
I know, man. I agree. Because you haven't put the core hard yards in to get the reward out of the mission. You know, like, every wave that we surf of consequence or...
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to put time in. It's either, like, walk out to pipe or fucking walk out of twos or, like, whatever the waves are, you know what I mean? Yeah. You could name a million of them to be like, I got to go and paddle this and whatever.
Yeah.
And then when you see the people... And it's indicative, man, of like how the surfing and boot culture has changed to like have so many more yuppie kind of like white businessmen just cruising around. It's unbelievable, man, how much it's changed. I actually listened to a podcast recently with Jacob Ezekiel, I think. He was on the Swelling podcast. He's a guy who's like a mix of a skater, surfer, snowboarder. He does huge airs in the wave pool, went on Stab High recently. Yeah, a freak. But they were actually making the point that that's what's changed in the lineup, like, recently, the last 10 years. Like, in what sport, man, can you cruise out to the lineup and sit next to Mike Stewart? Like, the goat of the sport, or Mitch Rollins, or Ben Player, or Dave Winchester, or, you know, whatever. John O'Bruce.
Yeah.
What sport, like, say, for basketball, for example, they use the analogy of, like, what court are you hopping on with Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
You're not doing it. So then you've got that little fucking in, that card of, like, oh, well, fuck, I'm out there. I can mix it with them, whatever. Mind you, you have 30 years less of, like, reading the ocean, going through all the situations, putting your fucking blood, sweat, and tears into it, and then you expect to get the same result.
It's a whole different realm, isn't it?
Yeah, and then that gets back to the story of what you're just saying about those cunts hopping off the boat.
Yeah.
It's the exact... Like, I mean, some of them might have just been like, fuck, I've been surfing here for 20 years, I just want to get a lift over. Whatever. I still don't agree with it because you're supporting a business that's fucking creating the lineup, but a lot of those cunts would just be... yuppies, man, that don't know any better.
Brisbane and shit.
Yeah. It's so gnarly. And even when I was hopping on the ski with Damo, we'd go over, and it was me, Damo, and Juan, one of his good mates. Legend, like a Sparky and a Mail Rider up there on the Goldie. And you'd hop off the back, man, and it was just like, just a sea of people. Like, it's obviously an amazing beach break, but like, fuck, man. There's a bit going on up there.
So much going on.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously the paddle doesn't deter many people because everyone's so fucking used to it now.
Yeah, I know. But then do you think sometimes that... I know there hasn't been a shark up tack at Stratty for a while or whatever, but, like, does that play into people's minds in this day and age?
I reckon it's just whatever.
Yeah.
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 I don't think anyone thinks about that shit anymore, really. Like, unless something hectic does happen, like it did before.
I know.
And then that was on everyone's mind, like...
Bruh. Yeah,
there's like no one in the water after that. Like, I had to surf two breaks ago in port, and it was just me, Groffy, and like three Groms, and it was like not like it was only like 3 foot, but it was like proper sick
cooking,
like,
yeah.
And then next thing I know, everyone's gone in, and I was like looking around, and yeah, I'm going in.
Yeah, fuck this.
Yeah, but then I literally got there, and it's one of those like surfs where you sort of stand there and you look back and go, fucking hell, and it's still pumping.
Yeah,
it's
yeah, like, yeah. Was this at North Wall?
No, Lighthouse?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, but yeah, it's been like, that's... And then we had like the DK Sessions comp there last break. And yeah, like that was in the Arvo. I got knocked out in like the third round or something, and I think it was in the... quarters or something, and there was
Pedo doing the drone,
end up being the fucking shark out there again.
Underneath Jimmy Lee, it's pretty wild, man. We reposted that on Riptide, and when we saw it come through, and it also indicates to you how you don't know they're there. They're stealth predators,
and the water's so clear,
man.
Because you're not looking down.
Nah, it's not like a murky mess of sand.
Unless like it's like there's no waves and it's like 10 metres away and you can just blatantly see and you look in that direction for that second,
or you're duck diving and you open up your eyes.
My eyes can't handle the salt too much anymore, so I don't
rips it. You come out looking stoned as fuck.
I'm closing my eyes most of the time.
What was it like at that DK session, man? Like what was going down,
as in like the waves?
The waves, the comp, the vibe. The
waves just always seem to be the same every year, just shit.
Really? Yeah. Really? So you got shit
time of year to have a comp.
Yeah. Was it at Lighthouse?
In September.
Was it at Lighthouse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's just always seems to be small. And the winds were better this year.
Yeah.
But same. It was literally exactly, it was like the replica of the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Same, basically like same direction, same hitting the same like shit part of the bank. Like it's just like it's good to go like and go down there and hang out with everyone again and blah blah. But fuck, it's just so not contestable. Like does my head in.
Yeah, that's so crazy. So has that feedback been given to be like, can we move it to another time, a year, or whatever?
Yeah, I don't think it's just don't know. If it's, well, I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, so I reckon definitely needs to be put more in like July or like during July, August.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just seems that like it it pumps. Like, you'll be there, like, not long before the comp, say, like, in August, which I was, and it was pumping. It was real fun.
Yeah.
And then the comp comes around the day of the comp, and it's, like, you rock out the beach, and it's like, oh, yes, it's exactly the same as last year and the year before. And it's just like, oh.
So what's the format of the comp, and like is it like prize money based, points based? Is it to crown someone, or is it just a good DK comp to kind of?
Yeah, there's like this prize money, but there's no like, oh, you, because you won last year, you get seeded. There's no getting seeded or nothing.
Yeah.
Usually it goes for 2 days, but there's only half the people who signed, probably because we had the wave. The Melbourne Wave Pool.
Yeah. We've got to talk about that.
The weekend before that.
Yeah.
So there's probably everyone that went in that probably either was like already done, like, because that would have cost people like,
yeah, of course. Yeah.
Just flights and accommodation.
100%. Yeah.
So that's fair enough, but, and depending on where you're coming from. I did the full, like, I don't think I've ever done 2 comps in 2 weekends.
Yeah.
And like fully travelled like far and wide for it.
Well, dude,
like,
Melbourne to Port, if you were to drive
it's like 2 weeks off last after last in.
Yeah.
And I'm just like this burnt out. It was like Perth home, Perth, Sydney, go back down to home, and then back up to Sydney, Melbourne, back to Sydney, back down to home.
Fuck.
And then back to Sydney, and then Gold Coast. Fly to Gold Coast, get a hire car, go up to Port Macquarie, and then come back to the Gold Coast, and then got Sea Kill Switch, and then literally flew the next day, or 2 days, that was on Sunday, Monday, and then flew back. So I went Tuesday, like, Gold Coast, Sydney, Perth, site in one day on Tuesday.
Bruh.
Yeah, that was a wild amount of travelling in that 2 weeks. So I'm just like, I'm not doing fuck all this break.
That's more than like some kind of the Challenger Series or Free Surf or nuts, whatever. Man. Like,
it's so much traveling and just like so much driving and flying and holy fuck, it just.
And travel's not healthy for you, bro.
It's brutal, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the way you put in your positions, your body.
And you just like, constantly living out of your fucking suitcase. Basically, when I got stuck in WA for that 2 years, man, I was living out of fucking suitcase 2 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
In different fucking places. Wherever work put me up for, on my R&R in Perth, there'd be different fucking, different Airbnb or this or that. And just fucking
just wherever. Cars. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And there was no, like, structural routine or, like, coming back to it, yeah.
Not really. It was, you just knew you were going to be somewhere different every time, and it got to the point, like, there where I go into, like, the No Birds, like, hiker, and they just knew me by my name.
Tyson, you're back.
Yeah. Like, they just knew I'd be back every 2 weeks, basically.
Fuck, that's wild. How was that time of your life? So, for everyone who doesn't know, you got stuck there during COVID. The lockdowns happening.
Yeah, it's like, pretty... 2020 till 2022, basically.
Yeah.
I come home, like, twice.
Fuck.
Like, once... Just 2020 Christmas, and then went back, and then 2021 in April for a few days. That's it, and then got stuck again for another whole year.
Fuck yeah, man. That must have been such a draining time of your life.
It was, but I got so used to just doing that.
Became normal. You
get as many ways because it's so fickle over there.
Yeah.
And depending on what time of year it is, you know, like, got really, like, 2020 wedge banks were like
best ever.
As far as I know, they were fucking one of the best.
Yeah.
Straight, just like, that's, so I got to experience that straight away, which is pretty sick. But yeah, pretty much every year, like, it was good every year. And then got like good beachy waves 2020 as well, actually, or 21 down south.
Like really Bulge and South?
Yeah, Bulge and South Beach. And
South Beach. Yeah. Wow, that's a hectic beach.
Sick, man.
Yeah. I remember a shot. Sasha Specker got a Jared Houston once out there. We were over there. I can't remember why we were over there. Might have been for the comp. I'm still trying to remember why we were over there. Yeah, the box comp.
They just seem to get waves everywhere when that's on.
Yeah.
It's wet. west south west world. Exactly. So have all the beaches are lit up.
Yeah,
as well.
It's almost like I'm in east south east world.
Depends on the. Well, actually, that time of the year, I think it's the banks usually good too.
Yeah. So yeah, and I remember they got a fisheye shot down there, and I was just like, "Holy fuck! How blue the water is!" Yeah, sweet. Let's pause and you go for a whizzer.
Fucking beauty.
Yeah, I'm not actually going to touch anything. I'm going to keep it on because I'm.
And then just edit it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm paranoid as fuck.
Yeah.
Just going through the back door,
yeah. Yeah, man. Or you can whiz on the tree. Who cares? You can do the bubbler if you like, whizzing your own mouth.
Bubbler, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of bubblers in this backyard, mind it. Get Jai Zappacosta over. Todd Carney, he does a pretty good bubbler. Remember that footy player that was for the Canberra Roosters and he played for the Sharks for a bit? And he was really good at just urinating in his own mouth. All time content. Like proper urination into the gob. Doesn't get any more cool. He's also found a little bit naughty in the Northies bathrooms from time to time. A little bit of sniff, sniff, bump, bump, if you know what I mean, Toddy.
Very local. Yeah.
Yeah, just a little interim period here that I can't be bothered to edit out, or Elliot could bother to be edited out, and Tyson's almost back, so we're just going to fucking roll with it. Here he is. Giddy up. As I said, first time in the garage, so it's a nice little, you've got easy access,
yeah,
either way.
Great, man.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do it more often in here. I'm into it. So yeah, that back to that point, that South Beach Waves bullshit. But back to your point before about talking about WA and looking through all the tensions and seeing all the quality content that came out of it.
Yeah.
You would cop the illusion or the perceived perception.
All those, yeah.
It just pumps all the time.
Yeah, I know.
But
it doesn't.
I know. And I've heard this off numerous people.
I was getting real over it there for a bit because I'd link up the feast when I go down there.
Yeah.
And he knows like where all the, you know, what bank's good here, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But there's a few times there where I think he was in Thailand or he wasn't home and I didn't know whether the banks were good or not. And I'd go down there and fuck, it was just a schmozzle, man. Like
dog's breakfast.
And it's so, and the banks come and go so quickly with their storms.
Yeah.
And oh man, so many stitch ups and and that's when it was like, fuck this, like,
yeah.
I can't, if there's nothing at Mandra and there's nothing down south and it's a shit direction for the reefs and it's so and so sort of box, because every time I've gone there, shit direction, too south.
Yeah.
Not west enough, winds aren't right, tides aren't right.
Isn't that crazy that you stayed there for 2 years pretty much?
I didn't
get boxed.
I did not get, every time I went down there, just like, yeah.
Yeah, because the predominant swell train is southwest.
Yeah, with a little bit more west.
Yeah. But I mean, predominantly, the storms.
Southwest.
You get some south-southwest one, whatever it is. But like, to get, it's almost like the East Coast. It's rare to get like a pulsing east-south-east swell, you know? Like, I know we get more east nor-east because of the cyclones, and I get that. But like,
it just seems it's either south or southeast, or it's just never east.
Yeah,
right? It's never just, it's like the nugs are like, it's just so rare.
100%.
But even if it does say it's east, it's not. It's fucking
touch of this.
Southeast. It's like, oh.
I know.
It's got to be that perfect direction. Like, otherwise it just fucking doesn't do it.
I reckon we're blessed on the East Coast for that reason, where it comes like we don't get nowhere near the swell period or size swells, but the way we're kind of sheltered by Tassie and New Zealand, and it can only, certain swell lines can pinball up, it hasn't like ravaged the coastline.
Yeah.
It looks like WA, man, is just getting weathered by the day.
Yeah.
Where the East Coast,
it just cops it.
It's cops. It's got some nice little nooks and crannies where you can get in. It's just peaceful as fuck.
And but then, you know, like in winter when it rains heaps and they get... Actually, speaking of the most craziest thing ever, and I was, because I'm so used to the like lightning and shit happening here in summer. This is what I do remember. It was about 3 months to get stuck over there, and work had an Airbnb in Scarborough for everyone. Like, it was on break, you can go and stay in this like 5-bedroom big house in Scarborough.
Sick.
Instead of like putting people in different
Airbnbs,
they just got this big one.
Yeah.
And they worked out that, you know, there was everyone on these swings, so it'd be 3 people in that time, and then blah blah. Anyway. And I remember I was just about to go out somewhere, and it was in the Arvo, it was freezing cold, middle of winter, and leather jacket on, and it started fucking storming, fucking lightning and shit in the middle of winter.
I was really? Like,
what the fuck is going on?
That must be a wild storm.
This is like before I knew like the WA's weather patterns.
Yeah.
Completely opposite to ours.
It just tripped you out.
I was like in my head going, I don't think I've ever stood out the front, freezing cold in a leather jacket, looking at lightning.
Yeah, so true. It's usually pluggers and a singlet.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's,
and it's fucking humid as.
Psycho.
Yeah, man. I was like, wow, what is going on?
Where were you in Scarborough? Were you close to the pub or the water and all that?
We were not near the water, like back towards,
Swan River?
No, you just jump on the main Scarborough Road back from the beach, and you just keep going over the hills, and it was like, I don't know, fucking 5 minutes, and then you just turn off the main one, and it was like down one of those.
The turn off exits, I can't remember. Yeah, hectic.
I think it was the road got caught drink driving on.
Really? Yeah. Oh, did you get done in WA?
Yeah, over there.
How was that?
That was the first time in fucking so long, but.
Really?
Yeah.
So how'd they set you up?
It was actually, I was going 5Ks over the speed limit.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's the only reason why they pulled me up.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And so then when, have you had a skin full of piss when they got you?
Yeah. I had a mate, Cultural in the car with us, and we're going back to his or something, I think. And I literally did these ones, and went out and go, yeah, you got me.
Did ya?
Yeah.
Bah. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, what do you mean we got you? And I'm like, oh. I go, oh, what'd you pull me up for? They're like, oh, you're 5 kilometers out of speed limit. I was like, fuck.
They're probably going to breath test you anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, I know what you mean. Yeah. They're pretty gnarly in those states, because I know in New South Wales, they'll pull you up for anything. Fucking highway coppers are cunts, in my opinion. It's just their personality trait. Like, I'm speaking broadly, but most of them I've run into, their fuckwits.
Mm.
But they will, here in New South Wales, they'll let you go a little bit with speeding, but once they get you, it's the full kit and caboodle.
Yeah,
it's just like,
you just get dusted over.
Breath test, drug test.
Oh, the whole lot.
Oh, for sure. Especially if they look at you.
I've never done a drug test.
No, man, they look at me, I'm
a
dead giveaway.
I've never done one for driving.
Really?
Never been pulled up for a random one.
That's amazing.
Never got pulled into a drug test, nothing.
That's so good, bro.
I know.
Yeah, I had a real bad run there for a bit.
Yeah,
real bad run.
Actually, I think you told me about that.
Oh, it's fucked.
Yeah, nah, you did.
It was a shocker.
Yeah,
a shocker.
That sounds heavy.
I'm all good in the clear now, but yeah. It was a wild thing. It's just, it's one of those things that you know, the certain drug of choice that I like, marijuana. It stays in your system for a certain period of time.
Yeah. And so I'm stoked. I never got into doing that.
Yeah, true.
For work, you just couldn't do that.
Nah, you couldn't do it. No way. Nah, especially.
Too long.
Well, it's for a saliva test, it's around 2 to 3 days, depending how heavily you're smoking.
Like a week.
Piss a week, blood's like a month, and I think hair follicles is like 6 months, bro.
So, yeah, imagine if you're doing like a stitch up, like fucking divorce or whatever, and you're going for custody for kids and shit, and you had hair follicle tests, and shit, just wouldn't be able to.
It's so wild, man.
You just end up kidless.
Yeah. It's so heavy, too, because like it's. You know, you shouldn't be impaired while you're driving. I'm not trying to promote that. I fully get it. But when you have residue stuff in your system, and say, like, for cocaine, that's processed out.
It's just annoying, man.
It's annoying, man. You're just always looking over your shoulders. It's fucking cooked. But anyway, so they pulled you up for 5Ks over the speed limit.
Yeah, so Paul said, and I was out the window going, I'm like, yeah, you got me.
Yeah.
And then they're like, Paul, what do you mean? They go, they're like, oh, no, we pulled you up because you were 5Ks over the speed limit. I was like, oh, fuck, you've got to be joking, eh?
And they breath tested straight away?
Of course they did.
Yeah. And then what'd they say to you?
They're actually pretty cool, these cops from memory. Like,
that's nice. It's good when you get good ones, man.
Like, yeah. They're actually not too bad. They said leave the hot eyes in a high car, too.
Yeah. And they say leave it there?
Yeah, it's got... Well, that's the thing, because I was in mid-range.
Yeah.
Yeah, mid-range. They, my license, like Queensland license, got suspended on the spot for 48 hours or something.
Yeah.
And, but I was like, well, I've got to go get the car.
Yeah.
So the next day, I got the car.
Did you?
Yeah.
But...
It was a FICA.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get pulled up again.
Nah, not
unless at all. They red flagged it.
Oh, yeah, because it's not going to come up on the system.
So, so what happened for the next year?
Yeah.
I didn't go to court.
Didn't you?
Because I said to him, I was like, oh, I'm not going to, I live in Queensland, so I'm not going to be able to go to court.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So I did my own little email, I'm guilty, blah, blah, you know, did the full spiel. So, but the thing is, they didn't, this is very interesting, because it's Queensland licensed, WA, there's a loopholes and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But, obviously when they did the sentencing, when I wasn't there, they didn't actually, and I wasn't going home, obviously, at the same time, so whatever got posted home, I didn't see. But I didn't get any emails and get anything like saying, oh, I got this and this and this and this. It actually took to... So I ended up getting 11 months. But because I didn't hear...
Hang on, 11 months suspended on it?
Yeah.
That's so bizarre they do 11 months. Yeah, I thought it'd be like 6, up, 12.
So it was... No, sorry, it was 11, but because I did the two... No, it's 2 months, not 2 days. 2 months, it gets suspended on the spot.
Really? So that's the rules in WA?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they spend it for 2 months. So after, when you go to court, say they give you 11 months, you only actually get 9.
Yeah, I get
you. Because it takes the 2 off.
Yeah, yeah.
So I end up getting 9 months, but I got nothing. So I forgot about it. I was still driving at work. I was still fucking... because I still had my Queensland license on.
Was this in WA or Queensland?
Yeah, WA.
And so
I was still driving on site. I was still getting hire cars every...
Wow. Yeah.
But I just forgot about it.
And did it work out?
So what happened, the only... How it all, like, kicked in, it was like, fuck, I only had a month left. So it was like 8 months later. I actually lost my license card.
Oh, and you went to
in WA somewhere. I lost it twice I had a shocker with it.
Yeah, yeah. Kept
dropping out of my fucking pocket or some shit in Scarborough and then somewhere else. And so I've gone, oh, fuck it, I'll just order a new one just in case so I can get it back. And it wouldn't let me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
It's gone over to Queensland. Like, it's finally like,
I
forgot about it.
Yeah.
But I look at the dates, I've only got a month left of this suspension anyway.
Oh, that's wild.
So I was like, I just did nearly a whole year of driving on this like no license thing at work, getting all these hire cars every 3 weeks.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
And if I got pulled up for some reason, which I didn't.
That's amazing that you didn't get pulled up. Do you reckon because it was the Queensland plates?
No, well, it was WA plates. Because I was driving their cars.
Yeah, but was
so
it...
But
were they hire cars, though?
They were hire cars.
Yeah, but they don't... In my name. That's what I mean. They don't scan up. Yeah, you're so lucky.
That's the only reason... And then, obviously, like... I was working for a different company at the time, so it doesn't matter now, but...
Yeah.
I was just driving around on site every day as normal, like...
So, okay. Man, you'd honestly probably be surprised how many cunts would get away with that, too. Like, rightly or wrongly, like, I know in your position that you've just forgotten whatever, but there's other crew that would just do it and cruise on with it.
I did get a rude fine, which I didn't know about, obviously, as well. It was, like, $2,000.
Fuck!
Yeah, they gave me a good whack of a fine.
They sting you.
Which is a bit shit, because I hadn't been done since, like, 2012. That was the last time I got done.
And so, when was this date? What was this date?
Oh, fuck. It was, like, July 2021.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
So, you got done when you were 23 or 24 then?
Nah, 31.
No, 20, when in 2012, the first
2012 was 22. It was just before I went to Canada, the day before.
Wow.
And I was fucking 2 p.m. the next day.
Shit, cunt.
Jaden's brother's band, Sidonia.
Yeah.
They played in Brisbane that night, and we had a massive one. 2 p.m. the next day, I drove down to Bridgen, and I got crossed by a cop. Like, that's when they must have just got that that software in their highway patrol cars.
Yeah.
They can, like, sense your number plates. And I was already suspended still from the last time I got caught.
Yeah. Hang on, so 2012 wasn't the first time?
Nah, hell no, that was, like, the third.
Yeah, so... So what's, hang on, let's go back. What was the first date? What was the first year?
I got caught.
Yeah.
2009.
So you were
Sam
9?
Barrett's car.
You were 19?
Sunshine Beach.
Shout out to Sam Barrett. Fuck yeah.
In the croc.
In the croc. Really? Is that what the car was called?
Yeah.
So what, did they just, okay, do you mind going through each one real quickly?
Yeah, so the first one was nice. It was still my L's.
Yeah, wow. And he was teaching to drive?
Nah, fuck no, he was in the car. Who was in the car with me? It was Saxon.
Oh, yeah.
Away from Bridgen.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was in, that's right. It's me and him, and I don't even know. We just left some party.
Yeah.
In Sunshine, and we were driving fucking somewhere. I don't even know why.
Yeah.
And then next thing I know, the cops obviously looking at this party, and then, like, a car drove off, and they come after us.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh man,
so that was 2000
like 0.08.
Yeah, okay, so not too high.
Yeah, but like
on your L's. Yeah.
I can't remember how long it called for that. I think it was only like 5 months or something.
Okay, 2009, and then
yeah, and then I got caught out of work, out of fucking out west, Chinchilla.
Okay.
Yeah, in a work ute.
Really?
Yeah, I was just like, we went to the RSL and the Arvo on the Sunday.
Yeah.
And I had, fuck, probably one beer too many.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
We went a different way back to the house, and it was through a fucking...
RBT.
RBT.
Motherfuckers.
It was fucking 0.07.
Yeah, so low range again.
Low range, mid, so it was mid-range first, because anything over 0.01 is mid.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, yeah. So it was like mid and then low. And then when I got pulled up in Bridgen, that was like fucking 0.056.
So you were...
still blew over back in Coolum like 20 minutes later.
Or really?
It was still like 0.053. I was like, fucking 2 p.m.
Yeah. So it was 0.05... That's
0.05 is like
the limit.
Yeah.
And I
was just like, even after going back there and shit, I was like, "Are you fucking kidding?"
So when you hopped in the cop car and they said we're taking you back for that reading, yeah, did you think you?
I was like, "Oh, should be sweet. By the time we get back there, maybe it's a waste of time."
What were they like?
Yeah, that was about.
That was a sorry guy, sweet. So that was the third time.
That was the third, and then there's
been a 10-year gap.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah.
Yeah, or 9-year gap, yeah. Fuck, it's wild. Oh, man, it's such a fucking conundrum, that shit, eh? It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard, too, because drinking's such a big culture here in Australia.
No.
So you go to the pub with the boys, and you have 3 or 4 beers over, like, a 2-hour sitting, you have your dinner and whatever, and you're just on the cusp, on the range, you know? And then, bam, it just, yeah.
Yeah,
and they're all out there fucking looking.
I just don't really try to put myself in a position anymore. If I know I'm gonna be doing it properly or whatever, then just fucking do it. Like,
yeah,
not gonna drive.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
drive
yeah
to wherever.
Exactly. Yeah, you just gotta pull away from it. I know.
Just get a lift or get an Uber or whatever. Like, to wherever you're going, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, so yeah, true. Uber's been a great invention for that. Fuck taxis.
It's a bit shit down at home because there's only one Uber driver.
You know Aladala?
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
There's only
like
one dude.
Two.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck. I can imagine they'd be shut up by 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
Nah, fuck no. Not on the weekends because...
Oh, yeah?
Melbourne's still like...
Pumping?
Oh, not pumping, but like still, you know, probably midnight onwards.
Yeah.
What's going on.
Really? Yeah. Okay, yeah, sweet. I thought it'd be way quieter. That's hectic.
Yeah.
Is that at the Milton pub there?
Damo's one.
Damo's one,
Just, yeah, that either shuts at 8 o'clock or fucking 1 a.m. Who knows?
Wow. Oh, so you just don't know. No. Each night's different.
Oh, it's... Yeah, it's off its head.
What? As in just...
There's been Wednesdays where I've rocked up and I wasn't expecting to be open. It was open. I was like, what the fuck? And then you go there on a Friday at 6 p.m. and it's shut. You're like, what?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
I guess you can run your own show kind of further down there, but it is like you kind of want to be having regular hours.
Yeah.
You know, his beer's pretty good, eh?
I don't know. I don't drink much beer anymore.
No?
No.
No? What are you drinking?
Oh, I'm drinking a beer now.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but I don't like drink much beer like on tap or nothing anymore.
It's all Jack Daniels and Coke?
Nah.
No?
Mostly just vodka and shit now.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah. For health reasons?
Yeah, just vodka and lime soda and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes a difference, eh?
Yeah, just don't put on all the excess weight and shit.
It's How's great. The fucking weight with the beer, man?
Yeah, and I just get like, yeah, just like, you sort of just go downhill. Like, I don't know, it's weird. It's probably,
What do you mean downhill? Like your health?
No, just like, you just sort of, you just like feel shit.
With beer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fucking oath.
Yeah, it's probably the yeast and shit now.
Yeah.
Or you just like, yeah, nah.
Yeah, yeah, no. I feel you, man. Like, it's massive. I even noticed if I eat too much bread, I love fucking toast and whatever.
Oh,
yeah, I smash the bread. I
don't like bread anymore. Nah. I only do mold. Like, if I do have it, it'd be like one slice with like breakfast and it's just like multi grain.
I know, man. Yeah. And you got to be sparing on it and all that shit because it's just, you could, and when you're younger, I swear to God, I don't know if the ingredients, agricultural processes have changed. That's probably a part of it. But, like, your body can't cop it, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, eh?
You feel heavier. You feel slower.
Yeah, it's fucked.
I notice my face blows out. Like, I get, like, way fatter cheeks that look like a little pumpkin. Like, it's so gnarly. Dude, we just came back from the snow maybe, like, 3 or 4 weeks ago with the family. And I just said to myself, I'm having a blowout. Like, snow was pretty shit. Like, actually probably the worst I've been down in 30-odd years.
Really?
Like, it was fucked, man. Like, we just got this big rainstorm. It washed out half the mountain. We still had fun. Like, we still got to ski a couple of runs, whatever. But it was more for my grom. Like, we took both down, like the 3-month-old Huey and then Lenny, our 3.5-year-old. And he loved skiing, so we had a great time. We got to ski with him. It was bullshit. Mum and Dad went down. We stayed at the lodge, you know.
Yeah.
Great. But, like, I was waking up in the morning, man. They had this fucking coffee and hot chocolate machine up in the the eatery lodge area. Yeah. Just 5:30 a.m. Bam, hot chocolate, marshmallow, Bushka. I was having mockers. I was like doing double shot coffees in the hot chocolates and just smashing 3 of them in the morning. And I was getting down there,
right,
rolling myself a big jozza, like, and just like putting the kids in ski school, just cruising down to like the bottom of Friday Flat. I'd smoke a joint out the back. I'd come in. I'd get some like cinnamon donuts. There's this bullshit donut joint just at the base of the mountain there. Have them. I'd maybe go for a lap. I think we only skied fucking 2 days out of the whole thing just because it was so fucked. Yeah. But like just enjoyed myself. Like did some apres skiing, just, you know, cruise around, whatever. And like I was just on a path, like sinking. Sinking like, you know, 8 Red Coopers a night at dinner.
Holy moly. Three-course
meals, bro. I was just like going disgustingly hammered. I came home and I would have put on 5 or 6 kilos,
Holy
man.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, bro. And I've only just in the last week, after 3 weeks, started to dial it back enough where I can see like I've got, you know, like my face is sweet. Like my waistline's coming back to normal. My wetsuits look normal.
Yeah,
I don't look.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You fucking notice.
Speaking of, was it 2021? Yeah, it was actually Stoney that sort of, remember, I went down the South Coast.
Brad Stoney?
When I could come home. I think it was 2021, yeah, it was. And it was when I could come home there for like, it was in April. And I remember I'd come down the South Coast and got some waves and we're getting ready and he goes, fuck, been putting away a few beers. And I'm like, what? And I didn't realise, man. And I was like, fuck. And I go back to work and I weighed myself, man. I was 10 kilos heavier than what I normally am. And that was a huge wake-up call.
Yeah.
Like, massive.
Freaks you out,
eh? Ever since then, it was April 2021, I got to this new... I just got to Brockman's camp and it had real good gyms. And I just fucking... got straight into it, and then October I actually got a fucking a personal trainer in Perth.
Sick.
And I think it only took me 6 months, and I was back down to 72. Man.
Yeah, perfect.
And like feeling fucking great.
Yeah, it makes such a difference with your bodyboarding.
Yeah.
If you're that bit overweight, man. Don't you reckon?
I just didn't even know. I just didn't even realize. And then once he said that, and I was like, fuck, what the fuck am I, what?
Putting away a few beers.
Holy shit.
But you're also in COVID, bro. How many cunts put on weight during COVID? Because you're not going anywhere.
It doesn't matter because nothing changed for me, man. I was still working. I was still surfing.
Yeah, true. Do you reckon it was because you got into your 30s and it, like, the metabolism thing clicked?
Maybe.
Happens to a lot of dudes, man.
Yeah.
Like, how many cunts do you know now you grew up with, and that if they don't surf or follow their passions, they don't boog, they don't keep doing what they love doing, they get into family life, they get into their career, or they do whatever it is.
Yeah.
And they turn out to be fucking blimps.
Yeah.
Into their mid-30s, man. And then they can never bring it back, bro, because they didn't make the correction that you did or I did, just on the one-offs of, like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Bro, I looked at I was down the beach, like, after it, and I was looking at myself just going, what happened to you, cunt? Like, what happened to you, you know? And that's probably super harsh on myself, because you've got, like, an image you want to uphold of yourself and you want to be healthy, but it makes such a difference if you're not counting the calories, but being mindful of, like, swapping the vodka for a beer, having all the bread.
You know? I think it even fucking happened around that time as well. Just realised, like, beer's just, like, just drag, like, just making me, like, sink into the sand, eh?
Fucking oath, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we're all taught when we're younger, the culture of drinking revolves around having a cold schooner with the boys.
I can have one.
Like, yeah, me too.
I need to Savo before I come here.
Yeah.
But, and then, I was like, but that's, then I usually just have to go on something else.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, do you think about it? A schooner's like, what, 325 or 375 or whatever it is? So there's your schooner.
Yeah.
You have three of them. It's over a litre of beer.
Yeah.
And then you think about cunts that punish 10 of them in a setting. Like, you're over, like, 3.5 kind of litres of beer, man. Like, what other substance or liquid are you drinking 3.5 litres of? I think you're supposed to have anywhere between, like, 2 to 3 litres of water a day.
Yeah.
So you've outdone yourself with the fucking grog. Yeah. Hydrolyte for the boys. I'm like, pour myself some too. But yeah, it's so funny as you get older, the changes you need to make. And they're not crazy changes. You just got to be mindful.
Yeah.
You just got to be mindful. Wait, let's speak more about the Melbourne Wave Pool, man, because we didn't get to we touched on it in the first failed episode. But
sorry, man, I'm just fucking home, just ringing me.
That's cool.
I just got to message him back.
Yeah, sweet. Home is in Ulladulla or something.
Yeah, he want to have beer with us, Savo. Because he's going back up to Sunny Coast, up north again on Saturday.
Was it Brad?
One of Brad's mates that I met a few swings back, and Dane's as well, through Dane and Brad. Yeah,
sick.
Yeah, fucking lord.
Yeah, good egg.
I said doing posts.
What posts?
Yeah, if not potty, I said I'm doing posts.
Yeah, they're like,
whatever, iPhone 8.
They'll get it, cunt. Yeah, so Melbourne Wave Pool, the session down there.
That was sick, man.
So what was it for?
South Australia Bodyboard Club, Victorian Bodyboard Club, they had like a state of origin like match off.
Yep.
A comp, and then Picky got DK Sessions involved in as well. So we pretty well just swapped sides every hour or whatever. So start off on the flip the coin, we got the right first.
Yeah.
And there was 14 or 15 of us, like, dropping heads. Yeah, 15, because 15, doing the round.
Yeah.
So we start off the right, you do the first session, and then there was expressive session in the middle, so whoever wanted to do, but any side, whatever you want to do. And I did the first calm session, and then,
which was an hour.
Then I stayed in the water. I did the expressive session on the right. Got all my fucking best way of course in his first edition, not in the comp.
Standard.
Yeah. And then I was like, fuck, I'll get out and go on the left. There's no one on the left. There's one person. And I was just like, Paleo going, is this serious?
Was this offshore barreling?
Yeah. I was like, and then I look around and I see Lucky and I see him getting in and I'm like, is this dude's going to lose his mind when he realises there's only two of us out here?
Yeah.
And it's the express session.
Yeah.
And then...
Does he come out?
Yeah, he's come out and he's just like going, fucking what?
Yeah, loving it.
And I'm like, look around going, why is there three of us over here? Like,
yeah.
And got a couple there and then I was like, fuck, I'm like, I need to go in. Like, they've done an hour and a half, like, straight. And the water's freezing. Like, coldest water I've surfed in since Tassie, when I was, like, 16 or whatever.
What, it was, like, 11, 12?
It was, like, 13, I think. Yeah.
It's pretty cold, man.
Yeah, it was absolutely freezing. And I was like, I need to go and get some water. I hadn't drank any water that day. I had, like, four coffees on the way, like, at the airport.
And you don't realise how much energy you use in that pool, man.
My God, man.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I need to go. I actually feel like I'm going to pass out.
Yeah.
I remember getting in on Jennings' film. Like, man, where do we get water from, eh?
Yeah.
I walked over and I was like, to the chick at the cafe, he was like, hey, can you bring me that water bottle? Like, and I literally just like sculled the whole water bottle, man.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm going back out.
Yeah,
probably. I'm going back out on the right. And then that's when I got all my good ones.
Yeah.
Like, still waiting for all the footage from Benny O, and he was filming in the water
there. Yeah, sick. Because Benny O'Born organised it all, eh?
No, it was Clayton Pickworth.
Okay, sweet.
Organised the DK sessions.
Oh, sweet.
Well, and Doug Wade Bodyboarding and South Australia. So it was they all together.
And Vic Bodyboarding.
Yeah. South Oz and Vic, yeah.
Yeah, South Vic, yeah. I'm pretty sure Benny O'Born is heavily involved in Vic too, so yeah.
Yeah, he is the Vic, yeah. And so he was out in the water filming. In the most, it's like every time you'd see, you'd get the land footage, he's just in the spot.
Yeah, sick.
Like every time.
Yeah.
It's like.
Well, he surfed that pool a lot, eh?
Yeah. But it's like, how, because the rip's so hectic.
Yeah.
And it's sweep off your feet, but he just seemed to stay there in the same spot every time. Yeah. It's like, you just got the best footage, like. And yeah, so I'm waiting for that.
What a legend, Benny O'Born, eh?
Oh.
Yeah, he's a good egg, man. He's got a lot of froth about him. Yeah.
I told you I did the
closeout podcast?
Yeah, that's actually coming out. The end. Apparently, I saw him yesterday at the end of this week.
Oh, sick. Yeah. Better get yours out then, bro.
All of a sudden, everyone cares.
Yeah. That's so good. They do a great job over there with that potty.
Yeah.
Shane, Benny.
It's a pretty... We did it in my auntie's joint.
Oh, yeah?
At Palmy.
Oh, sick.
In the backyard.
Like, yeah. Frothing.
Near the pool.
Boys having a good time?
Setup was like a full setup. Like,
yeah.
Not hectic, but like wasn't just like...
I know.
Yeah.
I've actually got to upgrade like
headsets
this.
Headsets on. And
Dale
was there as well in the potty.
Oh, yeah?
Dale Akers.
Yeah, sick. Dale, I do, yeah.
There's me, Dale, and Benny. It's going to... pretty loose podcast.
I could only imagine what went down behind the pool. I think
a fair bit of editing had to come on.
A little bit of saucy topic.
There's a bit on.
Yeah, that's so good. Well, how can you not indulge when you're around a pool? It was in the Sunny Coast?
No, Goldie.
Oh, Goldie. Palmy, sorry. Yeah, sweet.
I think, that's good. And apparently there's a clip coming out too of the pool.
Oh, yeah?
Of all the footage, like,
sick.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's probably just going to be like just limited edition riders, like maybe just like me, Matt, and whoever else is there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I'm guessing anyway.
So yeah. was that photo that we reposted on Riptide from that session?
Mm.
Yeah, sick.
That was from the actual, like the... So it was like first session, the riot, express session, and then all the drop knees went on the left, and they went on the right. And by that time, I got like three waves and my whole back legs from my ass down to the bottom of my legs was cramping so bad, I just had to go in. I could not do it anymore.
Yeah, like, it's so heavy.
It was the point where if I kicked any more, it felt like my muscle was just going to tear apart.
Yeah.
It was like,
this, it's the exhaustion factor, man. Yeah. Dude, I've surfed that pool. We had
It was like, I just didn't stop.
Yeah.
It was like 3 hours fucking straight up.
Bruhs, we had an NMD pool party. Elliot, William, shouted me. We went down for one of the first ones they had down there. Maybe the second one. Anyway, perfect offshore winds all day, man. They boost up to beast mode. It was just like 4 hours straight on the left or the right, you choose whatever. And man, after like getting to the fourth hour, I had to physically come in, and then I had to go put myself to fucking asleep over in the...
Put yourself to sleep.
Bro, because I was so dehydrated. Yeah, I was having moments like I was on the verge of like having that like, oh, I need medical attention kind of thing. Because you don't realize that you dehydrate yourself.
Yeah.
You're in fresh water.
Even though you're like, oh, I'm freezing, but you're still...
Bro.
If you're at a 4.3 on, you're still... Like, I was still warm as in the 4.3. Like,
yeah.
It was just the hands the first 10 minutes, and then they will go all good.
Yeah.
But it was the duck diving bit that's fucked every time.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
But otherwise, you're warm on the inside.
Yeah, for sure.
All good.
But it's...
But still, yeah, you're still fucking... You're still dehydrated.
And it's the fresh water thing.
Yeah.
And then it's the length of time that you're in the water for 4 hours. And plus... What you just spoke about with the rip and everything.
Yeah.
Man, if certain times, it's so hard to get out.
I'm actually not going to...
Make it.
Like, you're on the lull.
Yeah.
And you're like, you got the last wave and you're just trying to get back there.
It's so hectic.
Am I going to get caught here?
Like, yeah. Like, is this going to start up again and I'm not going to be able to get out of it?
Actually, like, further across it, like, fuck.
Yeah. And then after that night, I rebooted myself, got on the beers with Elliot and Tig, and then the night just took us away. Like, it took us away. Man, we ended up... Tig took us to this house party in, I want to say, Fitzroy in Melbourne.
Yeah.
I think it was somewhere that was definitely in, like, the...
So, I was in a weird spot, weird things going on.
Bro, it was this house party. They were all doing ketamine. They were just loving their life, you know what I mean? And we kind of cruised in. And you know, Tig's one of the most social cats going around. Introduced us all. It was really nice. We had a great time.
Yeah.
By like 4 in the morning, I was like, bro, we got to be on a plane at 7 o'clock, eh? Like, what are we doing?
Because
me and Elliot just planned to go down, strike it, have a good night, and then just fly back. And then we got to the airport, man. I'm coming down. I'm just like trying to hold it together. Old OG fucking Elliot Williams. We walk straight into a bar. He orders two vodka oranges and just continues on. He gets one for me and I just push it back to him. I'm like,
no way.
I'm so sorry, man. I can't do this. And the man, the myth, the legend just powered on through. Yeah. And I swear to God, he got back up home and then bended for another 2 days and continued on the rampage. He's unstoppable at times.
Struggle to do that these days.
Oh, man. Actually, let's talk about some fucking partying, because on your social media recently, there's been a fair bit of Power Ranger action going on. What the fuck happened in that adventure?
So, I don't know, it was like the break before that. Me and a friend, Jess, which is actually like Dale's brother's ex, so... Her son is Dale's nephew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Long story.
Yeah. She used to live with us like back in 2016 or whatever, and she lived in Chugan.
Yeah.
Yeah, she moved in with us there for a bit just before she had Taj. And
was this when you were living in with Tyson Lloyd?
Nah, this is the house after that.
Okay, yeah.
Once we got kicked out of there.
Yeah. That was such a good joy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in Chugan. I remember being on the water.
Yeah, that place was massive, sick. Like, 7-bedroom house in Chugan, just down from Hungry Jack's.
Sick.
On that street. It was like basically just off Dillon Lee Street. He was like over the hill.
Yeah.
A bit further. Yeah.
Fuck, the burgers are better.
And so... I was like, oh, fuck, I didn't see her in fucking ages. He's like, I'll just organise something, we'll do something to get back on this next break. I'll be in the goalie. And I ended up just like booking it. And I was like, oh, I've been to Byron, well, I'll just fucking go there or something. And I booked this weird like bungalow thing, man.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'm going to invite a few friends. I was like, yeah, sweet, no worries. And I rocked up. I had to pick one of her friends up on the way through, like in the back of, in the hill in Byron. And, That's pretty wild. And so I picked her up and then went into Bohoran and they had already checked into this joint that I got, and it was like, yeah, this like weird bungalow thing, like tripped out, fucking standard
Byron vibes. Yeah.
But yeah, got in there and it was just literally me and like three chicks, and up being this other guy, so it's coming, he had to, like, end up, he's got a kid and stuff, so he couldn't come.
Yeah.
And it's end up just like fucking getting that wild, eh?
Yeah. In Power Ranger suits, man.
Oh, no, no. So that's how I met all these chicks, except for Jess. Like,
oh, so that was the time before.
Yeah, that was the break before. So that's how I met all these chicks, and not everyone even knew each other. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so anyway, so we got this group chat happening, and then, yeah, everyone's, and then, like, oh, yeah, it's just like a pretty wild bunch of chicks, and then one comes over and goes, oh, let's fucking get Power Ranger suits and like let's just go out somewhere or whatever. I'm like, fuck, righto. So Jess orders the Power Ranger suits, and we still didn't know what we're gonna do yet, and then all of a sudden, Seeks is like, oh, let's go play golf in a Power Ranger suit. So I'm like, fuck yeah, that sounds sick. So we end up at the Pottsville fucking golf course, man.
Fuck, what looks were you getting there, man?
Well, that's the thing, when we didn't rock up in them to, like, get the golf carts and pay.
Oh,
and
yeah, yeah, to look normal. We
did the first hole and went down and then, like, made sure no one was looking, and everyone just got changed out of the golf course in these Power Ranger suits.
Wild.
Oh, man, it was fucking that funny.
The photos look that funny, man. I had to ask because I was just losing it.
Fucking hitting, like, balls, like, hitting a ball off the rock with one hand and had, like, a drink. Like, chipping the ball off the top of the rock.
Oh, like, man. Times
it
your
was
life,
that good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one ended up getting it hurt or anything. All the golf cart buggies got back. Damageless and
that's good. That's good, man. Dude, we had a bucks party down at Mollymook, like my bucks party down at Mollymook Golf Course. And man, when you got Pino behind the wheel of one of those fucking buggies, man, the devil just came twinkling through his eyes, and you could see when the run comes out. Man, my dad had to run for cover. He tried to run my fucking dad down at one stage, like, properly. I'm talking like he tried to get my dad, and my dad was too sober. I hasn't drunk in 40 years, so he was just watching us all and having a good time and whatever. Yeah. We're all on acid and mushrooms and just loving our life. But Pino was that off his head that he thought it was just a video game. And he ran over Hutt. I'm pretty sure he got Hutt real good. Like, gave him a real good whack. And then he got someone else, and then by the end, it had smashed one of the front windscreens something. We had to pay damages for that, but... No, it was all actually, considering how crazy it was, we actually got away pretty sweet. And how's this, man? One story from that bucks party. The boys thought it was a good idea to get a photo of us all in front of the fucking lake, but they'd all organised to push me in, you know what I mean? So I was up on one dude's shoulders.
Yeah, the stitch up.
For the stitch up, and then it was, and we were in dresses. We all had to wear, like, female dresses and shit. Yeah, yeah. Or maybe not all of us. I think it was just me, because... There was dress up, but I think I was the chick there, and I had like a turquoise blue dress on with like a nice little, like, what are those hats called? Like, that just sit perfectly on your head, but they're real, almost like what the queen wears, you know what I mean? Like something like that.
So a crown.
Kinda, but like almost like a tiara, but it wasn't. It was something weird. Anyway, I looked like a nutcase, and they got me up on the shoulders, they did the photo, and then they threw me in. But as I hit the water, I said to myself, I can swing this. So I laid in the water and held my breath. And I held it, man, for maybe like 10 seconds until the boys started running in. I popped up at like 13 or 14 seconds. There's footage of it. They all filmed it. And man, the looks on their faces was, especially being impaired on like hallucinogenics, they were just like, oh my God, we fucking killed him. You know what I mean? So I really got one back on the boys there.
That's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Strachan will remember that. Yeah. Jackie Baker. Sam Van. It was, yeah, it was definitely a fucking good time. Weird shit happens on golf courses, man.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't remember the last time I was on one sober, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's fucking over the years, eh? Like, even in Noosa, I used to go to, like, Nathan Tyack and, like, Wog and...
Wog.
Yeah, a few other mates back there, and then, fuck, it got wild, man.
Yeah.
It was fun, but...
Yeah, yeah, it's always
like, I'm only going if I'm driving the car.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I don't know how to play golf.
Yeah, so. Neither do I. I'm, like, yeah, just getting out there and having a good time. Dude, yeah. Speaking about the boys, and you bring them up then, you really remind me, I wanted to ask you, what was it like growing up in Sunny Coast back in the day, man? Because I asked this because you're an amazing DK rider, but then you've got also so many other talented bodyboarders.
Yeah.
Both on, like, with Dylan Lee yourself, like, yeah, and then you've got all the prone riders coming out. Like, Vision speaks for itself with Jono, Thomas, Novi, Jake Stone, Brad Stone. Like, you could just list them all off. I even look at Sam Proctor now and I'm, like, frothing on how hard he's chasing Boogan and stuff. And it's like, what's in the water up there? Because really, you can't get starved waves so much.
Well, I think it was, once there was waves, you'd have, like, actually a fair bit of choice. Like, there's actually a lot of waves, but it's just so fickle.
Yeah.
So, but when they all, well, actually, that's why they don't all come at the same time, but there was always something to surf. Like, whether it be, like, Yeroomba on a small south swell, or sandals on a fucking southeast wind, east swell. Like, there's always something to surf.
That sand wave's crazy.
Yeah. Fuck, it's been a while since I surfed that. But yeah. 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 And, but that was like a wave that you'd only surf when it's onshore. It was weird. Like, it was just, it would be weird to surf a clean because somewhere else would be good.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah.
Yeah. It's, but that was more of like an east swell wave. And then, and then barbecues would light up when there's a bit more nor'east in it, and then, like, seconds would light up when there's, like, east nor'east in it.
Or governors, or, like, the reef.
Yeah, reefs, yeah, like, yeah, anywhere from, like, southeast to the northeast.
Why was it called governors and then back to reef?
Oh, I can't remember. I think Bendel or fucking Cade, or maybe even... I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But was it named because wasn't there an apartment building in front of it called the Governor or something?
Oh, maybe. I can't remember why it was
called. It's a sick name.
Yeah.
I way rather it over Reef, you know. But I mean, I've never surfed, so I have no fucking idea. But the Governor sounds so, like, heavy.
I cannot remember why they got called that.
Yeah, the Gov.
Yeah. But that's when it, like, used to break Wayne.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that's an illusion, though? Like, because you were frothed out growing up in a wave-rich area that may not have got swell all the time, but waves to choose from. Do you think that was the illusion that you know, you were younger, you had the froth, you were going for it, and now because you're in your 30s, you're thinking to yourself, oh, I've done that, I've done this, doesn't excite you as much?
I don't know. Like I said, I haven't surfed it since, like, 2016. So.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Did you surf it a lot?
Yeah, you surf heaps. Like, all the time. Like, heaps.
What was your go-to on the Sunny Coast? Like, where did you learn to DK?
Oh, like, literally, like, the Noosa points.
Wow.
Yeah, like, Tea Tree. And,
yeah, he's sick. Yeah. Sick points.
Yeah, like, that's pretty much there, and, like, into Sunrise, like, Sunrise Beach, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, in front of Marcus, where I used to live.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty much, man.
Has it changed heaps since you go back there now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's shocking.
Yeah, really. Oh, like, for the
way
worst.
Way too many people.
Yeah. I've heard Noosa's pretty wild, eh?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's just, even Phrygian, man, it's just, like, blown now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so many people there now.
What's the coldest the water gets up there?
I think, like, 2 years ago, I remember going up there in August, and it was actually, like, I went out at Ross, and it was actually, I was in a steam lucky because I was like, fuck, it's actually really cold.
Wow.
Like, the coldest I probably felt.
Like, 18?
Yeah, it was like, sort of like South Coast, man. Like,
wow.
Yeah. Wow. It was crazy. I was like, shit.
Yeah, that is wild. Yeah, because I always
had a random, maybe like a nor'east swell or something, and that cold water pushed in.
Yeah.
More of it. Yeah, I was like, holy shit, what is, This is the coldest I've ever felt it.
Isn't that a mind fuck when you say it's a nor'east swell and you would think that it's dragging warm water, but it's actually ridiculous. The way it's like that storm or that swell train is cycling, it's pulling water from the south and depositing up north. Crazy, eh?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So you think, oh, south swells can bring cold water, it just doesn't.
It actually brings the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even down home, nor'east swell, oh yeah, it's back, it's freezing again, like middle of summer. I remember nor'east swell hit last summer.
Yeah.
And yeah, fucking in 4.3s.
Yeah.
Fucking Jesus.
Yeah, I know, man, I know. In
holy
summer.
Holy shit.
Did you enjoy growing up on the sunny coast?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seemed like you guys had so much fun.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. So much fun, eh?
Did you know you were growing up around like a generational pack of bodyboarders?
After a while, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And a pack of wild men as well, like. Fucking, yeah.
That was so well put.
It almost seemed like it was like every weekend, eh? It was just like nuts.
Yeah.
There's always something crazy going on.
Yeah.
It's just out of control, man.
Because we knew when you guys were coming down, like with the connection, Jai Zappacosta, obviously, like growing up there with you and then moving down to Sydney, like the connection that we harbored with you guys.
Yeah.
And then when we knew you guys were coming down, we were all so psyched because, one, we all wanted to bodyboard, but two, we all wanted to party.
Yeah.
And three, we knew it was going to be like the wildest times.
Yeah, going it always down. Was.
It was always so wild, man.
Ah, oh, right. Remember, 2012, I went down on the South Coast trip with a few people, and then it was Strachan's 18th.
Yes.
And I was like, drop me off at Cronulla.
Yeah, on the way home, yeah.
And it was just like, had his 18th, his dad's, and
it was sick.
I went missing for 2 days, and Strachan's mum's like, where's Tyson?
Where'd you go?
I can't remember, right?
Really?
Yeah, that was. Fuck, I don't even. Yeah. And then we're in And then next thing you know, we're in, where were we? Whose joint? Where were we at?
In Sydney?
Yeah. What's, I can't even remember now.
But it was as in southern Sydney, the city?
Yeah, south, towards Wollongong.
Oh, yeah? Dame Woods?
Yes, Woods is.
I was just about to say Woodsy.
Right.
Yeah.
In what's that?
Stanwell Park.
That's it. Yeah. Stanwell Park. Fucking hell.
Shout out to Dame Woods.
Next thing you know, we're at his joint and fucking
it's going.
Pissing up there, and then
it's
got all these random chicks coming there and they're getting written off and
yeah.
It was just nuts, man.
Bro, that was it was definitely
and
a
we were
crazy
surfing,
time.
Pissed as out the front.
Yeah.
It was just, and then that was crazy that week, eh? It was like
And Woodsy knows how to party.
Yeah.
He knows how to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. He still does.
Yeah.
The big dog.
Yeah, Mag 6 East Coast tours.
How was that, man? Because I went to the one
I was on, fucking hell.
I went to the one in Coaldale.
Yeah.
And I had such a good night with the fellas, but I couldn't imagine backing up and down the coast in a minibus.
Dude, it was brutal, eh?
Yeah. It actually broke Cameron Stort, and he said it took him a while to come back to a normal human being.
For sure, man.
He was a shell of himself. Oh, and then Elliot was just leading both the Elliots. Oh. Elliot Williams and Elliot Butler were just on the cook.
It was hectic, man.
Yeah. Holy How shit. Good is that, eh? Don't you reckon? They're the moments. I know it can be painful, and you look back and fuck, we spent some money, we did what we partied maybe 2 hours, whatever it is, but it's those moments you'll never, ever get back in your life.
No way, man.
Do you know?
As you throw down every single wild night or every wild whatever, it'd be pages for
Oh, man.
And just the shit that goes on, and it's fuck that. No one would even believe you.
I know.
Some of the shit is.
Bro, bro, especially on bodyboarding tours or bodyboarding premieres and stuff. And when you come into every town, it's been so G'd up.
Yeah.
And everyone's keen to party with it. The energy rises, the atmosphere rises. Yeah. It's like anything goes. Like, remember the Coldo one, man? That was our comp that Baker ran to raffle off a hub board or whatever. And cunts were having doing airs off one of the walls onto tables and smack. It was like WWE shit, you know what I mean? It was so wild. Inverts, fucking air forwards, like whatever you wanted, they'd do it. Big rolls.
Fuck.
Man, you can't do that at normal events, you know what I mean? Nah. Like it's. And good on Coldale fucking pub for letting us, or RSL just for letting us do that, you know? Like, I reckon they would have made some money that night, man. Fuck. They would have made some money. You could roll joints out the side of the place. It was amazing. Yeah, just standing there smoking outside, like it's a good vibe. That's when you know you're in a good coastal town.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You got no crazy police presence. Yeah. You can have a bit of fun. It's not like you got bouncers there that carrying on.
Hopefully that's like Jamie's this weekend.
Yeah, deranged. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Deranged too.
Yeah.
Yeah, sick. So that's down at
Calvara.
El Loco.
Yeah.
Yeah, sick. Matty Young and Kelly Darcy's joint.
Yep.
Well, Matty Young and Kelly Young.
Yeah.
Married
out. So, apparently, all the shenanigans are going to be going on at the bolo after.
Oh, yeah? Well, there's a bit organised?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, sick. Yeah. Good time. Man, when Carlboro goes off, it goes off. Like, it fucking goes. This is the first time you're going to be there, eh?
Yeah, I've never been to Carlboro before.
Beautiful town.
Because, like, you know, you're going through an hour, you just want to get out of there. I know. So you're just like completely sort of missed the Calvara's like that left, like just for the pub.
Bro, isn't Nowra just the wildest melting pot, man, of just the most.
And it's so long.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So much shit. Like,
there's so much stuff
going on.
Deranged shit going on. There's like politically incorrect shit, like just downright inhumane shit. There's like poverty, there's corruption, there's all this sort of shit. You look around the place and it's just like, it's so gnarly. And then indigenous community there fucking cops it, man. Like, yeah, both ways, you know, like it's gnarly place. It's actually funny to think that like that's there as like a main town you drive through and you just see like the Maccas or the Servo or whatever. But if you go out into the sticks, man, of Nowra.
Oh, out the back.
Yeah,
it's proper. Done that. I don't think I'll do that.
Even going to Carlboro, you've got to drive through East Nowra.
Yeah, I guess you do.
There's
a
bit going on there too, man. True. Yeah, once you go past the old pub there where the Dan Murphy's is. What's that pub called again? Fuck.
Is it like in between like Nowra and the beach? Like,
yeah, well, you know that turn off you're talking about? Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, okay. Well, do you want to wrap it?
Give us 2 seconds.
Yeah, yes, right.
Might as well wrap something in my band.
That's what Hydrolite does to you. Couple of beers, couple of Hydrolites, and on you fucking go. Can't believe I'm just going to talk absolute dribble through these stoppages. Might as well take another fucking sip of the watermelon juice I got here. Delicious. Yeah, anyone want to get down for that deranged premiere number 2 this Friday coming up? I don't know if this podcast will be released by then, but, you know, in retrospect, it's going to be a hell of a night, and I know Jamie Ismay's put a lot of work into it, and there's some good shit happening. So go support Boogan when you can support Boogan, and go out to the premieres, because they're still one of the best forms of event you can go to in the sport of Boogan, I reckon. Such a legit get together of, you know, Boogs, surfers, watermen alike, water ladies, and just, cool times, and good to have a community event where you can kind of, just see each other physically in person and not have to talk over social media or, you know, bicker and fight over those shit platforms from time to time. But enough of me fucking talking. Tyson Ryan's back.
I think that was
an Hydrolite. Yeah, it was straight there. It was like you piss clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, helps a lot.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, man, I gotta get back to work. I can service one more pool. I know you gotta head down to the Duller.
Gotta go down to the Dull.
Yeah, fuck. Is there anything you wanna say before we wrap this up? Cheers, cunt.
Yeah. thanks for having us for round two.
No dramas. Two bites of the cherry.
Yeah. I think we got through a fair bit of stuff.
Yeah. Definitely covered some shit.
Yeah.
As always.
Definitely some personal shit. And yeah. Stuff I didn't think I'd ever bring back up again.
It's kind of good with these chats, though, because it's like you relive it and almost get like a little bit more closure on it, too.
Yeah.
Like even me talking about my drug driving. Same shit, bro.
Hell, yeah.
You know what I mean? We all have little fuck-ups in life.
Forget about that.
Yeah, I know. It's
try not, and put that one behind you.
Yeah, but there's a lot of positive, good talk about the wave pool, man. Good talk about just
your
time over in WA, some crazy stories.
Yeah, we definitely wrap some stuff up.
Yeah, wrap it up. We'll have to do it again.
Fuck, why not?
All right.
Why not, buddy?
Cheers again, my bro.
All right, buddy.
You.
Sweet.
Catch you, cunts.
See ya.
It was all a pipe dream, watching bodyboarding.